a massive rally on the streets of Islamabad on the last Friday of Ramadan, which marks the International Quds Day. People took to the streets to express solidarity with the oppressed Palestinian people. Rallies such as this were held in many parts of Pakistan on the eve of International Quds Day, and people condemned Israel's decades-long occupation of Palestine and its crimes against Palestinians.
Some Muslim leaders don't understand the fact that only Allah is the superpower, but they mistakenly believe that the US is a superpower. They fear that if they attack Israel, the US would come to help it.
People in this country have been outraged at Israel over its continued atrocities against their fellow Muslim brothers, particularly in Gaza, which has been under an Israel siege since June 2007.
It is high time that Muslims thought about their racial, geographical and sectarian differences. Today, everybody has witnessed that people from all sects of Islam are there to protest against Israel. We all have vowed to remain united in our struggle to liberate Al-Quds from Israel's illegal occupation.
Each year, Pakistanis reaffirm their support for the oppressed people of Palestine by attending anti-Israel Quds Day rallies. They believe that the only way which would lead to the liberation of Islam's third holiest site is to keep all-out support to a united resistance front and the struggle of Palestinian nation. Due to public pressure, Pakistan never recognized Israel diplomatically, despite strong U.S. lobbying to do so in the past. What disappoints people, though, is lack of unity among Muslim countries, which they believe has emboldened Israel to continue committing crimes against unarmed Palestinians over the decades. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.